So, hi, I'm here with Lorette, and we're going to be talking about her piece in the upcoming Workman Arts show being seen at the Gladstone Hotel. So, first of all, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, I'm Lorette Lusagic. I'm an artist and writer living in Toronto. I have a background in journalism, but things got a bit more creative after that. And I just found it too depressing to work in the news, so I moved into creative writing and ultimately into art.
Can you tell us what kind of art you generally make?
Yes, I call my work Mixed Up Media, which is a little bit of a play on my mental health advocacy and situation, and on the fact that I use all the media I can find. Everything I do is collage-based, and I use collage as a concept in theme, as well as using a variety of images or a variety of materials. So I collage things from literature and music and pop culture and television and overheard on the bus, as well as using a lot of media from crayons to makeup to paint.
That's great. Can you tell us about this particular piece that you have in the show, the title, and perhaps the story of it?
Sure. The title, You Will Attract Cultured and Artistic People to Your Home, is a fortune cookie I received, and it's in there if you can find it. So that's where I got the title for this one. And that's just a play on the idea that everybody wants to be an appreciator of culture and to be a part of that. And when you get these funny things in fortune cookies, I think they all drive home a little truism. And I was just, you know, playing around with the media as I usually do, and riffing off the idea that people should invite artists and other people over to their homes and have fun.
Would you say there's a general theme that you're trying to communicate in most of your work? Or does it vary?
No, it's the ups and downs. So the chaos and hugeness of all of my emotions in the world. There's no specific theme. Each piece will change dramatically. Sometimes I have a very dark sense of humor, and other times I'm just so in love with the world that it comes through. So, I mean, it can be night and day, as is my personality and moods from one minute to the next.
Was there anything you wanted to add that we haven't touched on so far?
Off the top of my head, no.
Did you want to talk a little bit about your process specifically? Or
sure. Usually I start with a kind of a seed. In this case, it was the fortune cookie paper. It might be a color combo I see and like, or a song lyric, or it could be anything, a found image. And then I sort of plant that and just sort of begin intuitively what will come, sometimes gathering things on the theme and working from there. But nothing ever comes as how I envision it in the beginning. It develops a narrative of its own. So there will be some of my original vision with something that unfolds all by itself.